There's a new book out that describes the difficulties of nation building in Iraq. The book is not about the present occupation of that country by the U.S.-led coalition. It's about Britain's seizure of the territory from the Ottoman Empire in World War I. The British stayed on till 1932 and created the modern Iraqi state. The book is called Inventing Iraq, The Failure of Nation Building and a History Denied. And it's written by British historian Toby Dodge. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster has this review.
In the new international system that emerged after World War I, Iraq played a groundbreaking role in world politics, according to Toby Dodge's Inventing Iraq. It became one of the earliest so-called mandates of the League of Nations, granted to Britain to turn it into a modern state. In 1932, it was the first of these mandates to win independence. The British experience in Iraq was anything but smooth. An Arab revolt erupted as early as 1920, took months to quell, and resulted in thousands of dead. Britain had neither the military resources to pacify the country, nor sufficient financial resources to dedicate to nation building. The result, concludes Dodge, was a failure to build a liberal or even a stable state in Iraq. The United States, he believes, faces much the same dilemma today, and he isn't optimistic about what the outcome will be. The British effort in Iraq was launched by an American idea and an American president. Woodrow Wilson's notion of self-determination for territories that emerged from the fractured empires that World War I destroyed. Then Britain wanted help in Iraq from the United States, but the U.S. had no interest in committing troops or treasure to the effort. By the early 20s, the British found themselves facing growing nationalism in Iraq, often violent, with not enough troops and no clear understanding of the society they were occupying. By mid-decade, they were already trying to figure out an exit strategy that involved putting the Arab King Faisal on the throne and getting out as quickly as possible. In England, Prime Minister David Lloyd George was attacked for imperial overreach. Withdrawal from Iraq emerged as the central issue in the national election of 1922, which Lloyd George lost. One of the most fascinating chapters in Inventing Iraq addresses the emerging role of air power in keeping Iraq under control. Dodge tells the story of the 1923 two-day bombing campaign of villages near Samawa in southern Iraq to force their leaders to pay taxes and turn over rifles to the British authorities. It was perhaps the first instance of shock and awe in history. The bombing continued at night. Its impact was heightened, Dodge notes, when the British added the destructive power of incendiary bombs. As the huts of southern Iraq were mostly made of reeds, the effect was to spread fires throughout the villages. For Dodge, the Americans running things in Baghdad have learned little from the British experience in Iraq. This book ought to be required reading for them. In Dodge's view, there is a straight line from the violent and corrupt state the British left behind in 1932 to the state that Saddam Hussein made, and he fears the U.S. runs the risk of extending that line to whatever will come next.
Mike Schuster is NPR's diplomatic correspondent. He reviewed Inventing Iraq by Toby Dodge. It's published by Columbia University Press.